The mission of Grace Communion International is still living and sharing the gospel. Healthy churches and healthy Christians participate in this mission. GCI's belief in the incarnational Trinitarian theology informs us that all are included in the love and life of Jesus. The Apostle Paul told the Corinth church that when Christ died, we all died. And we cannot look at other people in a worldly way outside the spilled blood of Jesus. That's my paraphrase of 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 16. This beautiful, inclusive theology fuels our mission of living and sharing the gospel. So how are we doing in connecting with neighbors and coworkers who don't look like us or embrace Christian values? I have three basic ideas of how we can be more intentional in living out our shared mission. Number one, be interested before being interesting. My neighbor Skip is so very good at this. Professionally, he is a chiropractor, and he must have really paid attention the day they taught tableside manner. These doctors are told to listen to their patients like they are the only ones in the world that matter. Good advice for us. Here are a few other questions to consider. Who is this person you're encountering? What is their story? What makes them tick? Truly listening and being interested is one of the strongest displays of love there is. Be interested before being interesting. Number two, be genuine and engaging. The person you are interacting with is the beloved child of God, and Jesus died for him or her. Being mindful of this value is a game changer. Realize that people can discern authenticity. Are we treating them respectfully and valuing them as a person? Remember that sharing the gospel is not a church project. It is personal. It truly is the second great command from Jesus to love our neighbors as ourselves. People know when we are real and genuine. Number three, take a posture of hospitality and openness. Hospitality is fueled by the love of Jesus operating in you and through you. No matter the sin issue of your neighbor, the authentic love of Jesus can appease the lost soul. If you can extend love in tangible ways, maybe there is hope for a God in heaven whose motivation is love. 1 Peter 4, verse 8, above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. It is the unfailing love of Jesus that brings about forgiveness, restoration, and meaning for living. It is the only fuel that will drive our mission forward. May we be a church actively living and sharing the gospel, and especially in this season that we celebrate our risen Lord. I am Greg Williams, updating you about the life of the church.